Yo, it's your boy DJ Nat Nice. Yo, it's your boy DJ Nat Nice, Nothing Nice Radio. We're sitting here, you already know what it is, man. Cooling, trying to cool down, man. It was mad hot today. I think they're talking about it's going to be a thunderstorm. Of course, you're checking in from Orlando, Florida. You already know it. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Giving those exclusive interviews, exclusive interviews. That's how we do. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody tuning in right now from all over the world. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we're at Nothing Nice Radio where we give you exclusive interviews only, you know, for right now. But it is what it is, man. Shout out to you once again, listeners tuning in. Hopefully your week is going better. You know, it's only Tuesday. You know, we got to turn up on a Tuesday. But it is what it is, man. Turn up on a Tuesday. A little bit, though. You know, just a little bit. Not yet. When we go over that hump, we could probably go a little further. But it is what it is with that. Shout out to Team Nothing Nice, LNL Films, BNC Music Group. Giving the digital distribution. You know what I'm saying? Giving that digital distribution. That's how they do. You know what I'm saying? I gotta do that East Coast sometime. You know what I'm saying, son? You know, shout out to 716. You already know. Shout out to everybody. Once again, I know I'm repeating myself because, you know, I'm just feeling a little bit. I'm just feeling it because we got the artist, you know, the artist, Mr. Don, Utah. You know, we got the international about to check in with us in a few minutes. And, of course, you know, we have a special guest right now on the line. She should be on the line because I see her in the studio. You know what I'm saying? She should be online. Miss KB Entertainment. Are you there, Miss KB? Hello? Hola? Hello?
Hello?
Miss KB? Okay, that's KB, and I think that's Mr. D to the Y to the U to the T to the E. Is that Mr. D on there? Mr. D, is that you?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. We're going to get right back to it. Okay, we're gonna get this thing cracking because, you know, we got a few people on here, you know what I'm saying? Because I invited them just so we can clown today, you know, just so we can clown on Nothing Nice Radio, you feel what I'm saying? But real quick before we get to them too, since they just listen online, we're going to get to a few topics for Nothing Nice Radio. That we have, like I said, shout out to BNC Music Group giving you that distribution digitally. You know what I'm saying? Make sure if you want your music distributed digitally all over the world, make sure you contact me. 704-448-3914 is the number. You know what I'm saying? Text me, please, because I'm not going to pick up if you call me. I'm telling you right now, it's a foreign number. Unless you text me first and tell me you're about to give me a check, then I might pick it up. I said, now I might pick it up. And I'm just letting you know it is what it is. Shout out, like I said, BNC. Shout out to mp3wax.com. Your official number one source for all your music. We're going to get his single on the Mr. D single on there in a minute. I did play it on a couple days ago. We got that Work It joint. You know what I'm saying? It was pretty hot. It's super fire, but we're going to get it to him in a few seconds. So let's get into these topics. All right, yeah. We got a lot of stuff popping off out here in this world right now. You don't have to bring it to you. So what? And I'm going to get to y'all too in a few seconds with this question. You know what I'm saying? I will. So you know, I'm watching TV. You know, I'm watching the TV and everything. And, you know, we got the presidential candidates running. You know, we definitely have the presidential candidates running. So the one so-called running right now, I'm not going to say so-called because they are. Some aren't. The first one, because I'm going to throw out there, is, you know, my man Walker Parker. You know, because he says he's going to do it. He says he's going to get out there and do his thing. That's what he said. I don't know if it's so-called, for career, I haven't talked to people or not. Then we got my man Jeb Bush from Florida. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all want another President Bush up in there or not. You know, personally, I've seen what happened, and they're trying to still kill Obama right now. Yes, we're talking about politics right now. We got to do it just a little bit because that's what we do. We are educated over here a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Just even though it may seem like I don't look like it on my pictures, y'all, I'm just letting you know. I do have a little bit of intelligence. You feel me? And then also, so we got Jeb Bush. And then we come down, and then we got my man Donald Trump. He's talking about this crazy stuff, you know, about the Mexicans. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not the one to talk about anybody's race, creed, color. That's what we do. We don't do that over here at Nothing Nice Radio. And everybody, yes, this is the land of the free, you know, the home of the brave. You know, I did my military service 8 years. Shout out to all the military people out there. You know me and me being a veteran. But there's no way in hell, and I will say hell on my station because this is my station. You know, so I don't know about going anything else other than exclusive like that. But you know, so those are your choices for your, my bad, I'm sorry, we got one more, too, on the Republican side, which I was listening to him a little bit. His name is Scott Walker. You know, he's talking about his policies are basically if you're getting help from the government, you know what I'm saying, you need to take a drug test. So to my listeners, my statement and my question is to you is who would you vote for? who would be your pick? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get to Miss KB and Mr. DY in a few minutes about how they feel. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have them introduce themselves in a few seconds. But how would you feel? Hit me up on Twitter right now, at DJ Nothing Nice. You know what I'm saying? Let me know. Let me know how you feel. You know what I'm saying? If you want to hit me up later and be like, yo, I took a week to think about what you said, hey, that's fine too. That's what we do. We're all about networking. So, other news, man. We got a lot of other news that's going popping off, and we're going to hit that MP3 Wax. We're going to hit that MP3Wax.com. Make sure you check it out with the industry news out there, man, because they are my sponsor. Shout out to MP3 Wax. We had a great time in California for the Salute the DJs for the BET weekend. It was straight. It was all right. It was okay. But in the news, MP3Wax.com, we officially break records. Number one rated promotional service for major and independent artists. They have the rapper Future. He releases Like I Never Left documentary. So that's on the site. You know what I'm saying? Check that out. Future has a new, you know, of course, they're doing a lot of Future stuff right now. Future against Future making moves right now. I know he always does, but just, you know, even more exclusive. I guess you have to be on your grind to understand that. It's another thing out there for y'all listeners. You know, so it's another little tidbit. Future got the blow a bag video on there. And then we have Trey Songz. You got that All About You. You know, that's for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? They be definitely doing this thing, you know. And also, I'm not even know. MP3Wax.com, MP3WAXX.com. Music star T.I. speaks on new upcoming Marvel film role. He's going to be in the Marvels. He's going to be a comic. Okay, he's going to be, talking about in Ant-Man, the movie Ant-Man. For all you, you know, guys out there and ladies out there who likes your cartoons and like seeing, you know, I'm a Incredible Hulk myself. I like Incredible Hulk. I'm just saying. And, you know, X-Men, things like that. Also, music star Beyonce, Pearl Jam, Ed Sheeran, Coldplay, the headline of 2015. Global Citizens Festival. Okay, all right. You know, but you know what's crazy? It seems like every year there's a new award show. You know what I'm saying? And you know, don't make sure I'm gonna say two words to myself while I'm talking about award shows. Make sure you look out for the digital awards. That's all I'm gonna say on that. Digital awards for independent artists. Digital awards for independent artists. One more time. Digital awards for independent artists. You know, I have to throw it like that. That's me. So now let's get to my man DY, man, because I'm gonna keep on talking. Go ahead, man. Introduce yourself and let the people know who you are, real quick, sir.
Yeah, man, big up. Nothing Nice. You know, this is Don Youth, you know. Reggae artist, yes. World art, pop artist. Been doing the business from the Jamaican point of view to international for like 18, 19 years. You know what I'm saying? Work with a lot of major acts in the world from, you know what I'm saying, from Lil Jon to Akon to Pitbull to UB40 to Beanie Man to Sean Paul to Mr. Vegas to Sugar Minor to Dennis Brown to Jacob Miller, you know what I mean? Spreading, you know, one universal love to the world, you know?
Right. That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. And I'm about to really get into this interview in a few seconds, but let me have her. She's straight from Atlanta. She's on the line right now, Miss KB. I'm going to have her reintroduce herself to my listeners, but introduce herself to you because, you know, I'm sure we about to do some politicking right now. We about to parlay. We about to sit on the phone for a second and talk about some things. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead, Miss KB. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Reintroduce yourself.
Hey, what up? This is Keita Booth.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
What's up? This your girl, Keetable, checking in from the South Side, man. You know I'm up here in Orlando. Checking in out here with the DJ. What's up?
Cool.
Yeah, man.
Cool.
Big up yourself.
Cool.
Big up yourself.
Go ahead,
everything good?
My service is real bad. I'm actually in the mall right now, so I don't know if you guys can hear me.
Yeah, man. I hear
you. Yeah, we good.
Big
good. Go ahead.
Okay. So what would you ask me? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
No, I was just saying, I just have you reintroduce yourself to the, you know, reintroduce yourself to listen and just introduce yourself and tell, you know, Mr. Don on the phone real quick, you know, what you do about and everything.
Okay, yeah. I got my own team, KB Entertainment. That's my label. We're stationed in Atlanta. We got the new single that we're promoting right now entitled I'm Talking. You can make sure you check out the video online on YouTube. Then I also got the single available on iTunes, Google Play, Rhapsody, Xbox Live. You know, all the online stores, you can pretty much purchase the single, and it's entitled I'm Talking. But besides that, just get money, making shit happen.
Yeah, man.
Right,
yeah, true. Man. That's it. That's We don't care to spread the vibe. You know, music is the universe with John. We have to do with music to do a lot of things. You know?
Yeah. So, okay, so since we got the foundation laid down right there, let's get into this interview for real. Let's get into the interview for real. I know you on your you know, on the mall, so yeah. You know, if you can just mute it for one quick second. I know you can chime in at any time real quick so I can get it clear. Okay, yeah, no doubt. All right, no problem. All right, Mr. D, we're gonna get to these questions, man. So let me ask you this. You know, my mom always tells me I'm the devil's advocate, man. I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying, when I'm talking to people. I always want to see it's always good to have the good side. Everything is positive. I know that for a fact. But what's one of your pet peeves, man, when you're on tour and you're doing your music, man? What's one of your pet peeves, you know? So this is for my students, too. This is for my students at Full Sail, too, you know, that I go to right now. You know what I'm saying? To let them hear some real knowledge from a real artist that's been really traveling, really doing things with major artists. What's one of your pet peeves, man?
Well, my pet peeves really is just, you know, when, you know, promoters, you know, go around the corner and, you know what I mean, make you happy
yeah.
to get your money. That's
oh, yeah.
it.
That's really it with it. So no, when you're ready to perform or whatever like that, or you're writing or stuff like that, somebody just don't have your coffee halfway full or empty or nothing like that. None of that stuff like that, man. None of that, man. Y'all sitting in the studio, people, you trying to concentrate, somebody pass gas or something. Nothing, man. Nothing. Come on, man. Give me something, man.
I mean, basically, it's just, you know, and somebody in the studio with no vibes at all,
okay.
Null and void. That throw me
off. Got you. So basically, you got your vibe and everything. The other artists is over there, like, it's like, man, yo, you feel that? They were like, yeah, it's all right. Yeah, it's all right, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not even artists, just the vibe. You know, the vibe after right.
Yeah. Got you. Yeah. So let me ask you this: while you said that, how do you prepare to write your music? How do you prepare for your shows? What are some of the, you know, things that you do in, you know, mind, body, and soul? Like, you know, I'm not trying to say, you know, all the way fully. Like, you know, yeah, I go and take a, I use the bathroom, or sitting to the left, or what's some of the rituals that you do? You know, because I know people have rituals and things that they do before a show. You know what I'm saying? What's your ritual that you do?
Well, just give Father thanks for life and just go do what I get blessed to do, you know what I mean? And make sure my vibe right again. You don't want no bad energy before you go on. I basically don't really, you know, I just farm up my show, you know, with the vibe of where I am at, you know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
not every show is the vibe. If you're in the club and you're just ripping it, you're just really taking out, you know how dance hall is. You know, Bounty
right,
Killer, the
right.
mic, take mic from
right.
Bounty, I'm just high verse, you feel me?
Okay.
You know, that's
okay.
how I think. If it's a big show and a band, the band already rehearsed, and
right.
you know how reggae have band shows most of the
right,
time.
Right,
you know
right,
what I mean?
right. So let me ask you this,
make
this
sure.
if you said that, then. Oh, go ahead, let me cut you off, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, just make sure them have your shit right, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that sound check. Yes, sir. I understand that one totally on that. Yeah, see, so all y'all show pro people, you know, make sure you have it tight. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't want to have an incident. You know, we don't want to have the Lil Wayne incident thing where he just threw his mic down, or you know, a lot of artists. I know a lot of professional artists that do that because I guess there should be no reason why if y'all rehearse like four or five times, you know what I'm saying, six, seven times. And, you know, so that's for the ones that do rehearse. Because I know there's some people that be like, okay, the DJ and the artist don't really get, you know, to rehearse or whatever it is, the band. Because I know with reggae, it's different. You know what I'm saying? You have to be on point. You know what I'm saying? Cause so you can, like you said, bring that vibe to the people. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that totally with that. So let me ask you this. Which one's better, to perform in the States or internationally in worldwide? Which one is better for you as far as your crowd, your vibe that you feel when you're performing?
Well, I mean, everywhere, basically, I bring a vibe still because I tour with
okay.
everybody already.
Okay.
I tour
okay.
with
gotcha.
Young,
gotcha.
The Pepsi tour with G, Unit, Gorilla Black, BG, Trick, Trina, Plies. I tour with
right.
everybody. Omarion,
okay.
you know, because
okay.
I had a number of records, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
me and Ying Yang Twins.
Yeah.
So that,
yeah,
that,
they, I know they
that kind of, you know, that kind of crowd is really the tear the barrier down. Because, you know, that platform,
right,
that kind of music playing on,
right,
is a different platform,
right,
than Jamaica. Jamaica now is my home. So as we go on the microphone,
right,
I would say, Gala, we own them out. Gala, you own them, and say, yeah, yeah. Everybody saying, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. You got me?
All right. Okay. Okay. Me, listen. Me speak a little Pascua, a little bit. Little bit, bro. Little. My grandma has Jamaican, so, okay. I got you. Got you, man. Definitely got you. So, okay, let me say this. I know you perform with numerous of people, so who are your, okay, I usually ask this, you know, since I'm a lot of my independent artists and things like that, but at the same time, too, is I'm going to ask you this. What's the best three, performances that you had, and who were they with? Because I know you have a lot, and I'm not trying to, you know, but I have to do it. But I have to play the devil's advocate. What are your top that so far, thus far? Because I know you got more people that you probably, you know, would work with or wouldn't work with, and I'm gonna get into that in a few seconds. But you know what I'm saying? What was your top, you know, three? You know, when you first started, and you was like, okay, I'm about to go out with such and such. You know what I'm saying? What was your top three that you just were like, okay, yeah, you know what I mean? This is it right here.
I mean, like, Reggae Sun Splash.
Okay.
Reggae Sun Splash is one in Jamaica. Then my show in, where was it? Jacksonville, which was, like, about 20,000. That was a big show when they break the barriers down and the was trying to get on the stage and the police have to come and have to tell them, leave them. You know what I mean? Tell the police, leave the girls, them. You know, what I mean? That was a good thing. And then,
all
right, just performing in the air in the strip clubs, cause that's really my, we are really after reggae, you know, messing with Little John and all that, you know, lyrical giants, if you know who that is, that's Bone Crusher, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm,
all them people,
mm-hmm,
you know what I mean,
mm-hmm,
start messing with Park, so you know what I mean, it's like the sound that I have is a dancehall bass effect I come
mm-hmm
with, so I was at strip club and that's mm-hmm always fun. You know
okay.
I mean?
Okay. 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 Hey, Kitty Boy, I know you hear that about Atlanta. I know you. If you want to, you go ahead and chime in. If you hear me, I know you want to say he said something about Atlanta. So I, you know, he said to start. That was
yep,
on the top three.
I'm here.
So what you got?
I'm here.
Okay. So what you got?
I ain't got no
yeah, I know you lived there.
Hey,
D, I got a good ear in there when you hit Atlanta. Huh? You have no comment?
What did he? I said hardly here. What did he say?
Oh no, he was basically saying because I had asked him about the top three. Asked him about the top three places that, you know, we first started out. You know, and last but not least, what joint was Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, Atlanta was, you know, they were doing it right. You know, I was like, I know you want to say something to him, chime in or ask him. You want to ask him a question?
Of course
question,
we are.
You know?
Of course we are. We know Atlanta is a black Hollywood. It's where the stars are made, baby.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, just all the celebrities you can name off of that, you know, artists that are still successful at what they're doing that have came from Atlanta. So I'm in agreement with it.
Yeah.
But there's one artist, though, she said you didn't mess with. She said you haven't messed with her yet. Miss KB, you got to, you know, and it's going to be exclusive. That's what she's saying. That's what she's saying, too, bro. I'm just trying to throw up. See, that's how y'all do. You know what I'm saying? That's my listeners. That's how you do when you try to plug somebody in. You do it. You know, right there. You know what I'm saying? That's how you do. You network like real quick. That's how you network. That's how you
yeah
keep the hate down. Feel me? That's how you
yeah
plug people
right
in. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just trying to
D. I'm trying to teach her, man. I'm trying to listen. This is my. What is it? This year so far, I'm working on my second CD right now as far as my The Best of DJ Nuff Nice, and this is, I think, like the 20th time I've been giving out jewels, and I keep on saying I'm not going to charge people for my knowledge, but I don't know, man. I might have to, bro. You know, so maybe not, because he didn't say nothing, so I probably won't do it, bro. I probably definitely won't do it. So I know you got two singles that I played on Nuff Nice, that on Virtual DJ Radio the other day, and they're fire, man. I like that. I think it was that joint. You know what I'm saying? I'm picking up. I think it was that. What was that joint called? Because I got that list up right now, real quick. No, but while I'm doing that, right quick, sir. What other things you got popping off right now? What's going on? What's going on in your world right now that you got currently about to blow? And because I know I got one of the things, but I'm trying to find it real quick because I just hit it. Oh yeah, that's what it is. What works you want? Yeah, works you want? Yeah, I like that joint. Yes, sir. We played that on Virtual DJ Radio, Satisfying Sundays. As a matter of fact, it was on Sunday, Satisfying Sundays. Yeah, man. That joint right there. Talk about that one for a little bit, bro. That one was nice. That was hot. That's the other one's a joint. The other joint was cool too, though. But that one right there, yeah. I like that.
Okay. Yeah, that's actually, we just shot that one out through the Jamaican like street blog.
Right.
We just shot it out today, and it's going crazy. Just that's from a new EP, Do It Again, which is out right now. Amazon, iTunes, everywhere. You know what I mean? You know, that record is basically my boy, you know, my producer now, who is a musician. He's on the road right now with Barry Salmon. A lot of people know who Barry Salmon is. He's his keyboard player. Me and his partners in this project. So he came with that track and was like, in like 20 minutes, we'll finish that. You know what I'm saying? I don't even write it. You know what I mean? It's just a vibe. I would just get to it and... It's all about just vibes, you know, just really talking about a situation, you know. Dancehall is more a raunchy kind of music, you know, you talk it raw, you know, the raw topics, you know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
We're saying the girl wants to work hard in the car back, you know, in the back of the car, you know what I mean?
And, I know United States, now we're on this level of twerking now, you know. And the actual dance hall reggae scene, as far as the dancing, bro, is off the chain, bro. Man, I haven't been to a festival yet, but I would love to go. And when I do, I'm going to definitely enjoy myself. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, it's the whole body moving, man. Everything's flipping. I was like, yo, they got me flipping, man. Flipping from a dance floor, too, bro. One hand flipping upside down, she be on the floor, you be on the floor. I'm like, okay, that's y'all party, bro. I want to say that. For real.
Yeah.
I definitely do party. Definitely do party, man.
Yeah.
Definitely do party. Now, before I let you go, because I know you busy, man, and I'm going to keep it moving, but I just want to ask you to go ahead and if somebody wanted to, I know how as far as I'm going to ask you that second. I'm going to ask you this now. What advice would you give artists that's trying to get to where you are right now as far as writers, producers, you know, dance, it don't matter what genre, writing, like, you know, dance hard, reggae, or anything. It don't have to necessarily be reggae, just business in general. You know, what advice can you give them, the listeners right now, as far as so they can brand themselves, you know what I'm saying, properly with good business? Because that's what we're about here at the Nice Radio, about branding, you know. What advice can you give them?
Just, you know, let them know that, you know, sometimes it's not going to be all organized, you know. Sometimes it's a spontaneous things that affect, you know.
Right.
You know, when it's spontaneous, that's the world we're in right now, you know. It's just all about... Get your visuals and your movement out. Show you who you is, you know what I mean? You know, anything you're doing, who you is, you know what I mean? That's how I get to where I get to. I mess with, like I said, I have 5 platinum plaques and, like, 4 goals. You know what I mean? And that's a feature type of stuff. And it's just, nothing wasn't planned. But nothing wasn't, when you know, I got a major deal before, get my money, learn. You know, rise, you know what I mean? I'm just doing my thing. Still have another level that I need to conquer, you know what I mean? So it's about getting yourself out there. That's everywhere possible. You probably know more than me, because, you know, the young world, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, because that's where I tell a lot of people with the technology that's here right now, man, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You should be branding yourself every day, all day, on all these sites. And I'm gonna tell you right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you right now, D. I brand myself on Match.com. I brand myself on, and it's DJ Nothing Nice. It's just in case you might want to check it and make sure that I'm not one of those perverted MFs. I'm gonna say it like that because I gotta keep it clean. You know what I'm saying? So yes, I'm on tag. I'm on Black Planet back in the day. You know what I'm saying? I'm on all that stuff. Anything that you think that socially, I'm trying to be on. I don't care if Jamaican, Russian sites, all Russian Facebook sites. See, people don't know about stuff like that. They got those sites too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, different cultures got different things. You know what I'm saying? But you got to learn to connect with the right people. You know what I'm saying? Take advice from people. So, you know, that's the last jewel I'm gonna give y'all for the day though. But if there's anything else, bro, that you want to say before we get off, man, you know, your booking information, all that, serious booking, serious business, serious booking. Go ahead and say that now, real quick, sir.
Well, you know, everybody can just contact me on, you know, Twitter, Instagram, go on Facebook, Don Youth, that's DONYUTE, and, you know, just make the link from there, and I send you, you know, who you need to talk to, you know, call Soulja, with, you know, deal with the business, but I can send it to them, just link me up on my site, Don Youth, so it's easy, and I just send it to who you need to go to. You know what I mean? Instagram,
that's
Twitter, that's it, you know?
That's what's up. All right, this last, I can do one more thing, bro. I have to do one more thing. So, you know, like I said in my statement earlier, I have to say this, and I want to hear your, you probably want to see, because, see, you won't let me pull you when I want to pull you on a mental note, but I'm going to try right now. Okay, you know, presidency and all that stuff. You know, my man Donald Trump is running for presidency. So, you know what I'm saying? He just said F the Mexicans or whatever. You know what I'm saying? F my man, you know, that just escaped from the prison. You know what I'm saying? The biggest, one of the biggest boys out there. I'm gonna say it like that. So, are you gonna vote for Donald Trump, bro? Or what you gonna do? You gonna vote for Donald Trump to get the presidency or what?
Boy, you know, that's not my word. I come out.
I had to try, man. I had to try to get you, man. I had to try to see what you're going to say. I had to try. Like,
Yeah.
Yeah, say that again, bro.
No, I'm not in that world at all, you know?
All right, man.
Not at all.
But I really appreciate your time, man. Thank you for taking the time out, man, for us. You know, nothing, that's really, really appreciate it. You know, Ms. KB, I appreciate you. You know, so, but make sure, man, make sure you hit them up, man. Make sure you hit that site, man. They're done, EONYUTE, man. Check it out. Check out all the videos. Check out his background if you want to check him out. And then when you book him, you can give him that money. Like you said, don't play with the money. Play straight up. Now, I don't know I don't know his status as far as relationship status, but, you know, I don't know if he's trying to, you know, may have some people in his dance video or something. I don't know. You never know. Just be patient. You got to see. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
Mr. D, man, I really appreciate your time. I thank you very much, man. Ms. KB, thank you. Shout out to everybody that's been tuning in on Nothing Nice Radio. You already know, man, we got a lot of more exclusive stuff for you, more exclusive music. Make sure if you want your exclusive interview, you hit up L3 Promotions at L3 Promotions, and we'll get you on here. And see what you got moving. You know what I'm saying? Like Ms. KB be saying all the time, I'm going to make some check. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cool America, Atlanta. Shout out to the different international connections that we continue to reach, man. That's all I want to say, because I got my passport. I'm ready. I don't know about y'all. Straight up. But it is what it is, man. Your boy DJ, man. Nice, Nothing Nice Radio. MP3 Wax, shout out to you.com. Make sure you check them out. Good Times Cigarellos. I didn't forget about y'all. You know, make sure y'all go on there if y'all want y'all cigarellos. Definitely have them. Definitely have them. Franchise Record Pool, I'm going to see you in a few minutes. Definitely to you, BNC Music Group, L&O Films and Productions. This is your boy, DJ Nothing Nice, and I'm going to say it just like this, man. We're going to see you later, man. Stay committed, stay consistent, and have communication in everything that you do in your life, man. That's all I'm going to say. And keep grinding. Grind City. It is what it is, man. Your boy, DJ Nothing Nice. We're going to be like this. Peace. We're going to holler at y'all later, man. 100.
All right. Bless.
All right.